Hello, thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi Rebecca. I'm trying to track down one of my latest issues that was shipped out on the 3rd. And for some reason, it was headed my way and then it was diverted back to Greenwood, Indiana, which I think is your guys' distribution hub. And I just wanted to find out if you know anything about why it was shipped back.
It's likely due to the weather. Bear with me just a moment.
Yeah.
And then may I have your last name?
Yeah, it's Carrie, Carey.
And your zip code?
93551.
Okay. Because we ship out of Pennsylvania, and it's kind of a mess up there right now.
Oh.
Just a moment. These are all ground shippers. The warehouse is in Pennsylvania. Pitney Bowes is a third-party shipper that gets the stuff to the warehouse, but if they're not able to get into the post office, it's going to go back to their facility until that distribution hub is ready to take on more packages. I can't guarantee that that's what's going on.
Right.
That's just what I've seen a lot in that because we ship out of the Northeast.
I mean, this is just crazy. It was in the state where I live, and then they turned it around and sent it to Greenwood, Indiana. Pitney Bowes.
Yes, sir. And then can you verify the address on this? Because I'm not pulling
four,
up. Oh, there it is.
You got it? Or
is it the eShop order for the Slimer?
No, it's the Ecto-1, build the Ecto-1 kit.
Okay, there it is. Okay. Just a moment. My system's also not very fast.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to get the tracking link here.
Sure. I can give you the tracking number.
It's such a long number. I can load the link.
Yeah.
Bear with me just a moment. All right, and oh, that was odd. Huh. Oh, this one on the 3rd because we just sent another one out. Okay. Let me see what they're saying. Tracking history. It's got to be an issue with Pitney Bowes, and that is really weird.
They sent it from California to California and then turned it around and sent it back to Pitney Bowes.
Give me just a moment. I'm going to just go ahead and reship this.
Okay.
Madness.
Yeah, I've seen this happen more than a few times, and it's like, why is the post office doing that?
Well, it's the post office is in shambles, but also this shipping company used to be Newgistics, and ever since Pitney Bowes bought them, we've been working to move to a different third-party company because they have been terrible about losing shipments. You see, it left on the 4th of February and then arrived at their facility in California and then 2 days later went back. So I don't know what would have caused that. I don't know what happened between the 4th and the 15th.
Right. It's like for 10 days, it shows that it was just kind of in limbo.
Right.
And I was like, okay, is this a post office? I know the post office is slow right now, but holy crap.
I mean, it's all slow right now, but regardless, like that shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense looking at it here.
Because I could send something to somebody and have it take 3 or 4 days, and this is taking upwards of 17 to 20 days.
I've seen crazier things. Like, you may still get this original shipment that's floating around in Greenwood, Indiana, because a lot of it's been caused by missed scans and things like that. Like,
Oh, right.
So if you receive it within the next few days, please give us a call so we can recall the reship. But we have gone ahead and processed the reship for issues. It's going to be magazine 15 for issues 51 through 54.
Okay. All right. And then, so you're going to process that to come out, to go out today or tomorrow?
I mean,
or?
It's going to go out to the warehouse and then go out. So I don't know exactly when it will ship,
but we
sent the request over to the warehouse for them to, to fulfill that. So you're going to be tracking two incoming shipments because we just also sent that. Let me get out of there. There we go.
I think
there was also
58.
Right. That just went out. Shipment number 15 just went out on the 17th from the warehouse.
Oh, and that went out on the 15th, you said?
The 17th.
Oh, the 17th. Okay, so like 2 days ago. And it actually did say that it had left because I was told that that one was on back order.
Yeah, it said that it left. It was shipped to the warehouse on the 5th of February, and it left on the 17th of February.
Okay. Now, the next shipment beyond that, can you tell me if that's on back order or if it's still... if it's available, so, you know, they're out of parts or not.
Bear with me just a moment.
Sure.
Oh my goodness, if you don't load.
Are you guys in a central hub or do you do the call center stuff from home?
The call center, I'm at the call center. I'm a supervisor, so I have to be. Agents that are able to work from home do, but they have to meet a certain standard, or we just make them social distance here. So it depends. It is showing 59 through 62. The magazine for that is what is out of stock. So bear with me just a moment. Let me get an ETA. It's not even the issues. It's the magazine for the issues.
Oh, the print.
Yeah. And that has an ETA of February the 27th.
Okay, so it's not too far off.
No, not considering that your next shipment should come out here. So I guess that would be the next time you can expect a shipment would be around the 27th.
Right, exactly.
And give you time to receive these two.
All right, super cool. Well, then I'll wait for those. Thanks for reshipping that other one out, and hopefully get out a little bit faster. But yeah,
once it's with them, it's with them until something changes. But I have had many customers call back and cancel reshipments because it just magically showed up. So if that happens, please let us know so we can keep that stock.
Wow. All right. And just another quick question. Since you mentioned that some of your agents work from home, is that something that's available to anybody that wants to apply to kind of do that part time?
You'd have to live where our call center is in Montgomery, Alabama. So.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and we're not planning on staying with everybody at home. It's just until the pandemic is over because it's a mess. It's much easier when you can get up and ask someone a question. Trust me.
Right. No, I got you. No, I hear you 100%.
You have to be local.
Gotcha. All right. Very good. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. You take care. Thanks for speaking with me here at Eagle Moss.
Thank you.
Bye.